Okay, today is Daf Ches. This is rough. We are on Daf Zayin on the base, second line from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah that there were two karbanos that, if they were brought shelo l'shma, are no good at all. In other words, not only do they not affect whatever the owner wanted it to affect, but you don't even continue the avoda. They come straight off. They stop mid avoda. They're worthless. Those are a chatos and a pesach. How do you know those two? That's today's daf. First chatos and then pesach. Get started. So chatos minolon. How do you know that a carbon chatos has this din, that a chelo l'shma is no good at all? Very simple. Start off very simple. It's extremely not simple, but we start off simple. The chiv says b'shachat osa l'chatos. Shech it for a chatos. It has to be done with the right kavana for a chatos, not for any other animal, not for any other carbon. That's very good. I understand shchita. What about kabbalah minalon? What about kabbalah? How do I know that? Because it says, this is the very next pasuk over there in Parshas VaYikra. The lakach hakohen midam hachatos, and the kohen will take the dam of the chatos. Shetehei kabbalah l'shem chatos. The kabbalah also has to be done l'shem chatos, right? Rashi says the lakach l'shem kabbalah who ashkechan shchita v'kabbalah. Now I know shchita and kabbalah. Zrika minala. What about Zrika? Rashi says, what about halacha? Rashi says, halacha we never include, because halacha is included, it's subsumed. You don't even have to do halacha. If you write near the mitzvah, there is no halacha. So halacha, I don't need a special pasuk for. What about Zrika? Look at Rashi, look at top line. Hainu Zrika. Halacha, lowit strich kra. The bichlal kabbalah he. It's included in Kabbalah. Okay. So, where am I up to? Oh, Ashkechan, Shechita, Mekal. Zerika binolat. How do you know Zerika? Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Zechiper, Olav, Hakohen, Mechatoso. Shehetehe Kapara, L'shem Chato. The Kapara, by the way, is the Zerika. The Zerika is the Avodah which effectuates Kapara. That has to be L'shem Chato. That's how you know that a Chato has to be correct through and through. Ashkechan Shinu Kodesh. That's all good if you made a mistake regarding what kind of carbon that was being brought. What about Shinu Bailim Minolan? What about if the mistake is made regarding the wrong person? How do you know that's also no good? Right? The Kohanim thought it's Reuben's chatos. It turns out it's Shimon. By the way, Shimon also needed to bring a chatos, so they got it anyway. No, it's no good. How do you know that? Amar Kra, Olav. It says in the pasuk there, Olav below al chaveiro. No, only for him, not for the other guy. So it's got to be specifically for this person. Now, the Gemara asks the following question: Ashkechan lemitzvah. That's all good. Lemitzvah means lechatzila. Lechatzila, do it right. How do I know that b'di'evet, if it wasn't done right, it's also no good? Maybe b'di'evet is good. We'll have to do it right. B'di'evet is fine. I have something like that in the Torah. How do you know about karbanos, by the chatos issue, you don't say that? La'akid, Manola. How do you know this dinam ha'akid? Kid, Amar Ravuna Breit of Yeshua, like if Ravuna Breit of Yeshua is going to say in a few minutes, he's going to say it in a few minutes regarding a chatos of a nazir, right? That it says chatoso. There's an extra vav, hachanami. So here too, it says v'chid alav akoid me chatoso, chatas chatoso. It could have said chatos, but it says there was a vav, and from the extra vav, we learn out. Look at Rashi, mitahavale lemichtav me chatos. Diksiv vav yisera. It could have said chatas, but there's an extra vav.
L'midrash ba l'shem bialim.
It's a limud to teach me, even if there's a mess up regarding the owners. Okay? Now, there are a bunch of things going on. We have shinui kodesh, shinui bialim. Four avodas. Three avodas. And then we have b'chatzila and b'diavad. Those are everything that go, those are everything, right? Now, the Gemara asks the following. We're reading this Gemara. I never in a million years would have thought to ask this question. We only know Ashkechon mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. We only know that l'chatzila shinui kodesh. We don't know b'diavad. Why not? V'zrika, and zrika is b'shinui bialim, right? Zrika is shinui bialim bein la mitzvah, bein la akim, right? B'chol avodos, right? I read it wrong, I'm sorry. V'zrika, b'shinui bialim, right? Zrika is good. We know zrika by shinui bialim. How do you know that? From the vav. Bein la mitzvah, bein la akev. Sai, whether it's l'chachila or b'dievet. But, l'akev, b'chol avodos, b'shinui kodesh. How do you know that b'dievet, all avodos by shinui kodesh, u'b'shar avodos, b'shinui bialim, bein la mitzvah, bein la akev, menola. How do we know all that? Okay? That's the Gemara's question. How do you know all that? Okay? Exactly. Look at Rashi. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, Ashechon mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. B'chol avodos. That's for all avodos. B'zrika, Ashechon mitzvah b'ikuv b'shinui bialim. That teaches you mitzvah and ikuv b'shinui bialim. The mehayim mechatoso, nami mizrika siv shedehe kapara. The problem is, that what about everything else? We read this Gemara, we're nodding our heads. Yeah, it all makes good sense. Says the Gemara, we didn't finish the job. We didn't learn everything. Again, what do we need? We need shinui kodesh, shinui bialim, l'chatzila, b'diavad, all avodos. We don't have all that from everything we just did. We only did like 8 lines. We don't have all that. We thought we did. We read the Gemara, oh, it's all good, all good Russian. Says the Gemara, no, we're missing half the story. So let's fill in the other half. Right, but how do you know? We thought of the premise is that a chatas for all the shema is no good. How do you know it's no good in every one of these cases? Shini kodesh, shini bialim, yilu chachila, b'diavad, all avodim. So apparently, I wouldn't have known this because when I read the Gemara, it sounded good to me. We didn't, from what we read, we didn't get all that out of it. So how do we know? Whatever we're missing, how do you know? I'm Rav Yona, Isya mechatas nazir. We're going to learn it out from chatas nazir. Okay. Dichtiv, it says by Chatas Nazir, the Hikriv Hakohen Lifnei Hashem, Va'asa Es Chataso, V'yes Olaso, Sheyihu Kol Asiyosav L'Shem Chata. It has to be done right. Okay, says the Gemara. So far so good.
Says the Gemara. Ashkechan Shini Kodesh. That's wonderful to teach me Shini Kodesh. Shini Bailim Minolan. What about Shini Bialim? So the Gemara answers, we take out the number of parentheses, of Ravuna, bridge of Yeshua, Chatos, Chatoso. It's the extra vav. Right? Okay? It's the extra vav. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Ravuna. Okay? See it? Gabi Nazir Ksiv. By Nazir it says, V'asla es Chatoso. V.S. Ola So Hare La Mitzvah. Right? A
Nazir has to bring a carbon chata.
Ukish Shlomim. Like a Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Lo Chaltas Bein Bahen Bein Zerikol L'Shar Avodos B'Shinu Bayel La Mitzvah. Haf Chatas Lo Techalis Bein Zerikol L'Shar Avodos La'akev Hare Lecha Mitzvah Yikov B'Shinu Kov B'Shinu Bayel La Mitzvah. So it's a whole big
drasha. Okay? We're going to reject this drasha anyway. Basically, how do you know that whatever is done by Chatos has to be done right? It's learned out of Nazir. Nazir has the extra vav, which clues you in that everything has to be done right. so too a regular chazal. Right? Rashi throws in something about a shlomo, which is going to be the end source. Okay?
Maskavina
asks Ravina the following question. Elameyata, well, wait a minute. The pasuk that was just read by Nazir had the word olaso. Also an extra vav.
Olas, olaso, my Darash debate.
What do you do with that extra vav? And by the way, says the Gemara, why did Ravina stop there?
Ula Ravina, minchas, minchaso. Nesech, nitzacho, my Darash debahu.
Also, why did you stop by ola?
We also have in the parasha of Mitzorah, we also have olaso, nitzacho, wine and flour, also with the bulb.
So why did only ola bother Ravina?
So the Gemara says, no, those aren't kashas.
Homi bayale, you know what we learn out from those extra vavs and mincha and netzachim?
Minchaso, minchasam, v'nitzkihem balayla.
Even another brought a carbon that day. Even that night, they could bring the minchas and the netzachim.
Or, minchasam, v'nitzkihem afil l'machar.
You could even bring it the next day. It doesn't have to be the same day. That's what I learned out from the extra vav.
You know what? Ela olas, 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 so, my debashtabu.
What do you do with the word the extra vav by ola?
So the Gemara says, Vesu also,
even a much more fundamental question.
Mi garimi rehadadi, chatos chelev mi chatos nazir.
Can you learn out, chatos chelev means regular chatos. It's something that's done b'shogeg. It's called chatos chelev, Rashi says it, I think, because it's the most common mistake that could be made was regarding kashas. Today that's probably not true. It's like Shabbos today. People turn lights on, they do all these things, they forget, they don't know how long. But back then it was chasid. So it's called chasid chelev. Most of the time, somebody was bringing a chasid, it was going to be a chelev. Everybody used to the butcher shop was your own kitchen. So all the mistakes that they made on the shogi, so that's why it's called chelev chasid. It means a regular chasid. How could you learn that? A chasid by a nazir, that's not really a chasid. It's called a chasid. But what's the chet? It's not really a chet. It's a different kind of whole thing. The guy made a nazir. It's a whole discussion by a nazir. It's not the same. Even if you want to call it a chata, it's not the same thing. You know what? It's so different, says the Gemara. How could you learn out chata's caliph from chata's mother? It's so different.
Why is it so different? Lo gamra. You can't even learn it out. You know why? Shekinyeshi madam achirim.
Maybe the reason why it was so machmir by a nazir, that's what? That the chata has to be perfect, is because the other kabbalah's going on. There's dam and miktaf, ola, you just said, bringing over also.
Other kabbalah's going on. Right?
But you can't learn out the din of the same. And by the way, chatas nazir mi chatas chelev lo gomer. You can't even learn out chatas nazir from a regular chatas. You know why? Chicken curries. What do you do if you eat the b'meidiv chelev? You get curries for that. The b'shogeg is giving a chatas. A nazir doesn't get curries. What does the nazir get curries? Nazir doesn't have anything to do with curries. They're so different.
This whole drush is rejected. Ella, you're right. Amar Rava.
We'll learn it out from Machatas Mitzorah. By the way, you can already see, the Machatas Mitzorah is also a funny type of Machatas. You know what? It's also going to be so different. It's not going to be a good Russia.
The Chiv says, by Mitzorah, the Asa HaKohen et HaChatas, Shiyu Kol Atziyosef L'Shem Chatas.
It should all have to be perfect.
The Ashkechan, Shina Kodesh, that teaches me regarding Shina Kodesh. That if you mess up and you call the animal a different carbon. Shinu Baila Minole, what about Shinu Baila? You mix up the wrong people. On our cross, the Chifer Al HaMetaher. Right? It acts as a Tahira, a Kapara. Al HaMetaher Zeh, Bola HaMetaher, a Chavero.
Not the other guy.
Right? So it has to be the right person. Bakati Miyalfi, wait a minute. Bakati, still, Miyalfi Mehadadi, Chatas Chelav, Mechatas Mitzorah. Can you really learn that two, from one from the other? Well, Yalfi, you can't do that. You know why? Because again,
a chata mitzorah, doesn't just bring a chata. There's other kabbalas going on. That's why we're so machmir by a mitzorah, and it has to be done perfect. He's doing so many regular chatas. Oh, it's not perfect. Big deal.
And by the way, chatas mitzorah mechatas pelev lo gamar shekin kares. Again, a mitzorah doesn't get kares.
Certainly a curry. It's focused on Shinari. You don't get curry for that. Terrible. But you don't get a little curry for that. And a Mitzorah, and a Chelev Chatos, Chatos Chelev, you will get, there is potential for curry over there. It's so different.
Says the Gemara, you're right. mechadolo atya. You can't learn out one from one. How about tesi chadamitarki? Let's learn out one from two, which is a standard shot mechanism, right? In other words, I'll learn out one from two. Right. Mitzora is two machmir. But Mitzora and Chatas Chelev together would be fine, then we'll learn another. So let's do that. Let's play that game. So the Gemara says, well, Bihi lo lichta. Which one's going to be the odd one out? Which one should not say anything, and we'll derive it? Says the Gemara, lo lichta rachmana b'chatas Chelev, leave out Chatas Chelev, the Tesi me hanach, and you'll learn out from Mitzora and Nazir? That's impossible. Those two, Torah and Nazir, have extra karbanos. That's why they have to be perfect. Maybe a chatas chelev does not have to be perfect. Lo lifter rachmana b'chatas Nazir, leave out Nazir, v'teisi mehanach, and learn out from the other two, malahanach, shekin eilahem shayla. A Nazir, a Mitzorah and a regular chatas can't be undone. You can't undo a Mitzorah. You can't undo turning a light on a Shabbos. You can undo another. How could you undo it? You go to a chacham and have the nether revoked. Maybe that's why we're so. Why would we be so machmir by another? After all, it has to be the perfect carbon. You might even have to bring the carbon all together. Just undo the carbon. Undo the whole vow. Can't learn that out. At all. At any point. What do you mean? I'll have the Naziris vow undone. I never violated anything. I never made one. What you did what? He cut his hair? He cut his hair. So you know what? I made a neder on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And when on 15th of Chanukah, Erev Chanukah, I took a haircut. So I go to the Chacham on the first day of Chanukah, and I will undo the neder I made back on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and says, if I never made the neder. So I never made the neder. So I went to get a haircut Erev Pesach. Good. Go to get a haircut Erev Pesach. Erev Chanukah. Yeah, you can do that. You could do it. If you don't do it, you have to be in the carpet. But if you could do that. Since you could do that, we would say, let's be so makel by Nazir. We're going to be machir by Nazir. The whole thing is undone. The whole thing, you can undo it. You have to be perfect. So it's not perfect. It's all, by the way, the guy wants it. You can undo the whole thing. You can go to a chacham and undo it. You can't undo Mitzorah. You can't undo eating chela by mistake. You can't undo that. So the only one choice left. Well, lifto rachmana chatas Mitzorah. So let's leave out Mitzorah. Ketesi mehanach, again, and we'll learn that from Nazir. And regular chatas, impossible. Malahanach, shekinim behem bedalos. The other two don't have price differences. A Mitzorah, his carbon is adjustable. The price of the carbon is adjustable based on his financial status. Maybe that's something would be very legal. So different, they can't learn it out. Ella, you're right. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says like this. I'll read the beginning of the Pasuk. For Zos, HaTorah, La'ola, Ulamincha, and the Pasuk continues, L'chatas, La'asham, L'miluim, Ulazevach, Hashlamim. Hikshu HaKasav, L'shlamim. The Pasuk compares everything in that Pasuk. All karbanos are compared to Shlamim. Why Shlamim? The Pasuk lists seven things, six things, why Shlamim? So we get that question back when the Pasuk came up. What did we answer? Anybody remember what we answered? Yeah, but so Mincha is also a category. I think we answered because it says Zevach HaShlamim. I think we answered that. I don't remember. Anyway, Ma Shlamim, just like a Shlamim, Bein Shinu Kodesh, Bein Shinu Baila, whether it's Shinu Kodesh or Shinu Baila, Be'inon Lishman, L'mitzvah, at least the Chadchila, it must be done right. By Shlamim, by the way, if it's not done right, it's okay. Right? We said, it's a good carbon, just you don't get credit for it. Right? Ah, chatos. So too chatos. Bein shinu kodesh. Bein shinu bailim. Be'inan. L'shma. L'mitzvah. Has to be done. At least the chatzila. It must be done right. Hilchos. Therefore, mitzvah mishlamim. We learn out the chatzila. Everything from shlamim. V'hanach. And everything else. Banach, proy, and all these other tukim are la'akeh. To teach you that it must be even b'di'evet. What do you mean, all these tukim? Mitzorah, Nazir, the whole business, at least it could teach you, says Rashi, at least it could teach you bidi evet. Bidi evet, you have to do everything right. The chazila, I learned out of shlamim.
I can't learn Aleph Hasila from these Korbanos, because these Korbanos are all so different, at least for Dieven. Good? Now, everybody remembers how much we love Masechta Shavuot. And in Masechta Shavuot, we had other chassuses, we totally forgot about them. We wanted them to forget. There's a chassus called, if somebody made a false Shavua, or didn't keep a Shavua, or gave false testimony, or somebody was Tomei and went to the Beit HaMikdash, right? What do we say about all those people? What kind of karma do they bring? They all bring an Olav Yorid. What's an Olav Yorid? It's a chassus. The only white reason why it's in a special category is because it's a price difference. It's a chassus. And by the way, there's one more chassus that I didn't mention, which is a chassus that somebody brings if they worship Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. It's a separate chassus. Right? The rules are a little different. What about all those chassus? What about all of them? Ashkechon chassus chelev. That, now I know that a chassus chelev must be done perfect from A to Z. The sivda lechatos, because it says lechatos. What about chatos avodas kochavim? What about that? Or shmiyat hakol, or false oath, or bittus hafasayim, or I'm sorry, shmiyat kol is false testimony, or bittus hafasayim, or false oath. Not a false oath. You didn't keep your oath. Or tumas mikdash kedushav, the lo ksiv b'hu. Don't say any of these psukim by those places. Menolon, how do you know those chassidus also have to be perfect from A to Z? So the Gemara says, chassidus of avodas kochavim isya mechassidus chelav. A chassidus of avodas zara is really the same thing as a chassidus chelav. You know why? She can courage kamota. Because if you worship avodas zara b'mezid, you also get courage. So really, it's no different than a chassidus chelav. The differences are differences, but nothing to do with the halachas of karbanos. The Hanach, what about the other one? What other one? False oath, improper oath, false testimony, and Tumas Mikdashu Kedashav. How do you know? Kulan Isyan B'Mahatad. They're all learned out of Chatas, Chelev, and Mitorah, and Nazir with a Mahatad. Do you want to go through that Mahatad, or you just want to take Rashi's word for it that it all works out? We're going to take Rashi's word for it that it all works out. From all the properties, from all the ones that we do know, we will derive the same halachas to all of these achasases that we don't know. And it's all very lovely, and it all works out. Okay? Because there are so many different nuances. So by Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that. The nuances by Avodah Zarah achasas are nuances. It's achasas. You worship the Avodah Zarah b'shogi. Okay, so Avodah Zarah is a little more severe. They're a little slightly different. The karma can only be a female or a male. Those are very small differences. That doesn't change the din that we can derive. The Gemara says that. The same din that we know Chatas Chelev are the same din that we know Chatas Avodah Zarah. Now what about Shavuah? What about saying a false oath? Or false testimony? That Chatas is so different. Why is it so different? Because it's different prices. You don't find that anywhere else. The guy can go bankrupt, turn the light on in the bathroom on Shabbos because he forgets. He has to bring a room key out to reach how poor you are. When it comes to these things, we make such a difference. So it's so different. Now, how do you know? So the Gemara says, Ma'atah, it's no different. Really, it's no different. I would have thought it's different. You know what? It's not anything to do. At the end of the day, it's not anything different at all. Okay. And that ends the discussion of how you know a chassid has to be perfect. The next discussion is going to be how you know that a chelev has to be not a chelev. A Karban Pesach has to be perfect. You need a comment because here we go. Ready? Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Now, Karban Pesach is one of the most unique karbanos in the whole world of karbanos. You know why? Because it can only be brought for a half a day. It can only be brought on Erev Pesach from Chatzos till I guess Shkia time. Right? For those late comers that are bringing the carbon at the last minute. Right? Everybody else is getting ready. They're bringing the carbon still. So, what? Whatever it is. So, what were the rules for the late comers? I don't know. But the point is, you can only bring it from Erev Pesach from Chatzos till whatever, till Shkia time, right? Who knows?
Even if it's on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Only one afternoon, the whole afternoon. Bein or bayin, right? So, here's what the Gemara said. So we said that a Pesach has to be perfect, right? But we also said in the Mishnah, something about a Pesach turning into a Shlamim. And we said that? So by the way, as rude, a Pesach is a Shlamim. So what's all that about? At another time, it's a Tana Rabbana. Pesach bizmano. If you bring a carbon Pesach bizmano, Erev Pesach after Chatzot, like he's supposed to. Lishmo kosher. If you bring it lishma, it's kosher. Shalom lishma, I don't know why how that could happen, but it happened. You brought a Pesach, and the Kohen thought of something else. That's possible. Shar Yemos Hashanah. Right? The rest of the year. Today, middle of Kislev. Lishmo. Okay, I'm bringing my carbon Pesach now. Kohen says, like, you're way too early. But alright, we'll take it. Right? Lishmo. If they have lishma, puzzle. That's puzzle. What about shalom lishma? Not lishma. In other words, this is crazy. I'm bringing my carbon Pesach in Kislev, and it's brought shalom lishma anyway. What's the din? Kosher. That's fine. Why is that fine? Because of the shlamim. What is that? It's a Pesach in the middle of Kislev. It's not lishma. That's called a shlamim. Right? Yeah. Lo ol l'shem bailam. But it's kosher. It can stay up there. And then we say, shlo kavyatzen mamaher bata bosimin. Now, v'nahani mili, how do you know all that? Amar avud Shmuel, avud Shmuel's father said, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Gimel. Pasuk Vav. It says like this. V'yim min atzon karbono. Right? If you bring in tzon, l'zev ha-chashlamim, l'ashem. Davar haba min atzon. Something brought from tzon. What's tzon? From the flock. Yehei l'zev ha-chashlamim. Should be considered a shlamim. Look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get white. Rashi says, Lav Kroyathira Kazaris. This is not an extra pasuk. Now, making me, this Rashi is so fascinating. Look at Rashi says, Lav Kroyathira Kazaris. This is not an extra pasuk over here. Extra pasuk in the Torah. We're darshaning it. No! Ela mashma'usa dekra mashmalehachi. Reading the simple reading of the pasuk, the mashma'us of this pasuk is this case. Right? You read a pasuk and says, where tzitzit? The mashma'us of that pasuk is. Where tzitzis? The mashmas of this pasuk is this case. What case? This crazy case where you bring a Pesach not on the right time. Shalom lishma, it becomes a shalom. How do you know that? Very simple. Im davar haba menatzon, something that's brought from the flocks. What's that? Dainu Pesach. She'eno ba el menatzon. It can only be brought from flocks. Right? Higher carbono, it was the carbon, you brought a carbon. Harehu zevach shlamim, because it turns into a shlamim. B'yal karchach, shalom bizmano ka'amar. This must be talking about shalom bizman. Must be. Why? The e bizmano, hayal finally el de puzzle. If it's bizman, we said it's puzzle. So this puzzle must be talking about shalom bizman. Now, I'm going to read you this puzzle. You ready for this? Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph starts off like this. V'im zevach shlamim karbono. You want to bring a carbon? Shlamim. One day you wake up, I want to bring a shlamim. Imen avakar hu makriv, you can bring it from bakar, zachar, nikeva, tamim yakriven lefnei Hashem. Pasuk Beit said, v'samach yadol rosh ha-karbon, u'shchato. Pasuk Gimel said, v'hikriv v'zevach ha-shlamim, ishel Hashem, et ha-chelev. Pasuk Dalet said, eshter kloyot, et ha-chelev, right? Pasuk Hei said, v'ktiros o'bnei Aaron, ha-medbechem and ola. And Pasuk Bov said, given a tzon karbon ol zevach hashlamim, you want to bring hashlamim from tzon, here are the rules. Zachar on the keva. That's Tosos. What on earth is Rashi talking about? Rashi said, you read this pasuk, it's talking about a case where a guy donates a shlamim. Not a drasha, says Rashi. You read the pasuk, pasuk shot in the pasuk. Pasuk shot, Rashi said. This pasuk has nothing to do with that. Nothing to do. By the way, Shmuel's father quoted that pasuk as the makar, which is why Tosfos is going to say from the extra word zevach. It says v'im enatzon karbono l'zevach shlamim. What do you mean l'zevach shlamim? Don't say shlamim, right? So from the extra word, right? The Tosfos is in because of the im. Perish our countries. Look at the second to last, third to last. Love, Kroy, you say you're a Darish. Says Rashi, this is not an extra pasuk. Ela mashmos daf dekra mashma lehachi. Right? So reading that pasuk, pasuk sat in the pasuk. That's a zet tema. That doesn't make any sense. D'e, lo maisi kro yitzera. If not for the fact that this pasuk is extra, manala look at Pesach. What would I possess, what would possess me to say this pasuk is probably not a carbon Pesach? This pasuk is in the meat, in the heart of karbanos discussion. Right? V'nira, the Yerusha, the Darish, lo havi limitra, let's start with the mitzvah of Zevach HaShlamim. This pasuk doesn't have to say the word Zevach HaShlamim. The HaShlamim Koi. It could have just said the word Shlamim. But Samach, therefore, Tosfos is a kibbi. You read this Rashi, everyone nods their head. Oh, Rashi makes perfect sense. That's it. Pasha side of that. We don't. Tosfos, what are you talking about? You know, we're not Tosfos. We're Tosfos. We're also the head of the make. Yeah, we Rashi, everyone nods their head. Yeah, Rashi's great. Rashi makes no sense. Rashi needs a head. I'm not saying Rashi doesn't make any sense. Rashi always makes sense. We just don't know what he's driving at. Right? Tosfos, either he knew what he's driving at and didn't like it, or maybe Tosfos didn't know what he's driving at. But it took the Achronim and the Rishonim to flesh out what's Rashi driving at. So that could be a share in itself, right? I don't know. But at first blush, Rashi's extremely difficult. That much I will say. Rashi's extremely difficult. It's completely not Pashat out of the Pasuk at all. Right. No, it's your carbon. What do you mean? You don't know anything. You're big Amorit. You come on Kislev. Listen, here I am with my carbon Pesach. By the way, you know the Chanukah is coming up. Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to be your Pesach. I'm going to be in China. So I want to come now. Corey's also Amorit. Yeah, that's excellent news. Great. Bring it on. Let's go. Great. Bring it on. Let's go. Say hello. We'll do everything now. And then, of course, the Corey makes a mistake and brings it for something else. So the whole thing is a disaster from A to Z. You know what? It's a shalom. That's the bottom line, the Shlomo. Now the Gemara says something fascinating. Now the Gemara says, Ema, maybe, Shlomim in, Midiachwina lo. Right? Maybe, that all this will work if the carbon is thought to be a Shlomim. But if the Kohen makes this huge mistake and confuses this animal with a Chatos, then we never say this din. After all, the Pasuk is talking about a Shlomim. Even Rashi admits to that. No. Well, Zevach, the rabbis call Zevach. Well, Zevach means everything. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amel, let's say like this. Call the Shachet Lekamos. Maybe if the Kohen thinks it's a Shlomim, it becomes a Shlomim. And if the Kohen thinks it's an Ola, it becomes an Ola. And if the Kohen thinks it's an Asham, it becomes an Asham. Why does everything become a Shlomim? Why? You hear that, Kasha? That's the Gemara's Kasha. We are going to answer a question that we always have, not every day, but many times we have the same question. It's going to be a partially answered today. Shot topic. It's going to be partially answered today. So the question is, maybe that whatever the Cohen's mistake is, that's what this carbon becomes. Again, like you said, you're right about one thing. There's another thing that's a Pesach and Kislev. What is that? So we eat that as a shaman. So maybe it's like free, it's up for grabs. If the Kohen thinks it's the Chazas, it becomes the Chazas. If he thinks it's an Ola, whatever he thinks. Why are we pigeonholing it to be a Shlomo? Why? It happens to be the Pasuk that's talking about Shlomo. But who said? So the Gemara says, Iha because of Shlomo and Bezeva. Had it said it that way, Kid the Kamarti, you'd be right. Hashta the Kasev Lezeva Shlomo. What does that mean? Lechol the Shachet lay, however you shecht it, Shlomo Leheve. It should be a Shlomo. Okay? Ready for this question? Again, the pasuk says like this. It says, "V'menatzon karbono lizevach shlomim l'Hashem." Zachor nekeva talim yakmi beno. Ema, let's say like this. Zevach is a cloud. Zevach is a cloud. Why? Because it means anything that's water. Shlomim is a prat. Why is shlomim a prat? Because he specified, only a shlomim. First, I make the general statement. Then I make the specific statement. Now, what do we have here? We have klal uprat. We have a klal and a prat. Ein beklal elamashim uprat. Whenever you have a klal and a prat, all we follow is the prat, which means shlomim in midech minilo. it would only Yishlamim, nothing else. So the Gemara says, no, don't say that. You know why? Because Lashem Hadar V'Klal. The word Lashem is a klal. How is Lashem a klal? Because Lashem, anything is Hashem. So what do we have here? We have a klal prat klal. Klal prat klal, much more expansive. If it's a klal and a prat, we only focus on the prat. Shlom, everything's got to be a shlom. So now that we have klal prat klal, it could be anything. Okay? Maskif lo Rav Yaakov min Harpa Kod. Rav Yaakov min Harpa Kod asks the following question. Wait a minute. Hello, Dami klal abras, Dami klal akangla. This is a klal prat klal. There's no klal, there's no prat here. There's no klal here at all. There's nothing here. It says the word Zerach. It says the word Lashem. The first klal and the last klal have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. Right? Klal akame marbi zvachim. The first klal says the word Zerach, which implies zvachim. What's zvachim? This Maseches is called Maseches Zvachim. Right? Vesulo, that's it. Kol abasra Lashem. The second klal says for God. What does that mean? That means anything. Kol de Lashem, afilu opus, even birds. Even birds? Karbenach can't be a bird. It's ridiculous. Also, I feel the menachos. Even menachos you want to bring. Why? After all, those are for God. Such a thing in the world of the carbon mincha. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. What kind of kasha is this? You're bothered that the cloud doesn't match up? Every morning we say, Amr Bishmal, Shalomer, Hatana de Bishmal. Bishmal said, Bikal you prati, Darish. Shiagavna, cloud prat cloud. Bishmal doesn't bother by that. You read Bishmal that we say every morning. Klal prat klal. There's no details about that rule. Klal prat klal. What kind of klal? What kind of prat? No details like that. He has a donal kein a prat. You know what we're left with? We're left with the klal prat klal. You don't like the fact that the klal and the prat, that the klal and the second klal are not really so similar? There's no problem like that. You made up that problem. Rabbi Shmuel, who taught these rules, had no problem with it. Therefore, what do we have? Ein b'klal elamasha b'prat. He has a donal kein a prat. Not a problem, of course. Just like the prat of something. Shehu, shelo lishmo. The kosher. Right? At the end of the day, what's going on here? It's shelo lishmo. The guy made a mistake, brought your carbon pesach in kislev, shelo lishmo. What happens? It's kosher. Ah, kol, shehu, shelo lishmo, the kosher. So too, if he makes a mistake and thinks it's any other carbon, it's also fine. Why? We have a klal prat klal. Ihachi, if that's true, I'm sorry, imaha prat. But wait a minute, this prat over here, what's this prat? This prat is the word shlomim. Mefurash, davar, haba, beneder, ubenedava can only be something that has to do with neders and nedavas. In other words, it's always a voluntary. You can never be forced to bring a shlomim. Af kol haba, beneder, vedava. Olu Ushlamim in Chatas V'Asham Lo. That only work by an Ola and a Shlamim, which are voluntary, and this whole Klal Prad Klal will not work if it's something obligatory, like a Chatas or an Asham. So we're back to our question. We said that no matter what your intention was when you brought this carbon, it turns into a Shlamim. How do you know that? Because it's a Klal Prad Klal. Can't be. Because if it's a klal prat klal, it should only work if your kavanas were for an ola or a shlamim, which are voluntary. But it should not work if it's a chatas or an asham, which are obligatory. Yes. Yes. An ola is brought if you're over in Atzei. But that's what we said yesterday, that it's still a gift. Why? Because you're tshuva. So it's really a gift. You're right. It does affect you with some kind of kapara, but it's really a gift. Therefore, we have a question. This klal prat klal will not teach me that obligatory karbanos brought by mistake, thinking they're a carbon pesach, not during Erev Pesach time, I wouldn't know that it becomes a shlomo. The Gemara says, but you know what? You're right. This klal prat klal is rejected. Therefore, Ella Zevach Ribuyuhu. The word zevach is extra. It doesn't have to say in the pasuk that when you bring from tzon, l'zevach shlomim. It just could have said the word shlomim. From the extra word zevach, we now learn any zevach, anything that's done for a carbon paper, shelo lishma, shelo bizman, turns into a shlomo. Okay? Now, how many times are we sitting here, and I always complain to you, that I don't understand cloud dot cloud? Because the Gemara will say, this word is a cloud. Right? And if you read the words, if you read the flow of the pasuk, it's not a cloud. Right? It's not a cloud. There are things that are cloud dot cloud. For example, if you find an object, any object, then it says, and you find a shirt, or a goat, or a donkey, or a keli. That's a cloud followed by a prat. Those, that I have no problem. Sometimes, you know, this time in Pokemon, the Gemara will say, this is a cloud. That's a cloud. Look at the last Rashi in the page. What does Rashi say? So the Gemara says, it's not a cloud, prat, cloud. Again, the cloud, prat, cloud consists of the following three words. Lezebach, cloud. Shlomim, prat. Lashem, cloud. We reject that. Which is, no, it's a ribuy. It's an extra word here, and that teaches me everything. Says Rashi. Ain't a lashon klal. It's not a klal. Hello, Darish Leib, klal uprat. She ain't klalios upratos, bo'in biribuy lashon. You can't have a klal and a prat just because there are extra words in a pasuk. That's not what a klal and a prat is. Ella, himashmos hamakros. That's just the way the pasuk is written. Kigon, says Rashi. It says, by Maiser Sheni, B'chol Asher Tavas Nafshecha. What do you spend your money, Maiser Sheni money on? Whatever you want. B'chol Asher, whatever your heart desires. That's a cloud. Then it says, okay, spend it on the following ABC. B'chein, also, Min HaBehema, any Behema. That's a cloud. Then, Bucker of its own crop. Then we start to go minimize it. No, you can't bring any. You can't bring a dog. You can't bring an elephant. No, it has to be bucker and so on. Aval lezevach shlomim. But the words in this pasuk, zevach shlomim, shtei tevos tevukatev, all they are two words that are next to each other. That's all they are. Ki'ilu ksiv lezevach hashlomim. It's as if it says lezevach doshlomim. You're not a klal and a prat. Dekra yisera ba'almahu. It's an extra word. The Havile Mati Lamichta Shlamit. It could have just said Shlamit without the Zevach. V'chal Mikra Shaloshan Yitur. Anytime you have a pasuk, well, there's an extra word. The word is superfluous. The word Lezevach in this pasuk is completely redundant. Says Rashi, Eino L'Klal Uprat. That's not a Klal Uprat. Ella, what is it? L'Rabos. It's to teach me Dinim. How does that work? We have that throughout Shas. Extra words are there to teach you other halachas. It's not a klal prat. Umika ukeman dechtiv lashlamim. It's as if the word is not there. Why? Because we're using it for other things. The zevach dummy, and the zevach is there. The israbule kol hazvachim, to come to include any type of carbon that you made a mistake regarding this paper. That's shalom l'shma, shalom b'zman. And you thought of something else, no matter what you thought it was. Does it have to only be a shlomim? No. Why? Because it says the word lezevach. That includes any zvichah. Whether it's a mashlam, a pata, it doesn't make a difference. That we get a little bit starting to understand, a little bit, the rules of klal prat klal. Right? Because so many times, the Gemara will, in my opinion, the Gemara will do exactly what Rashi says you can't do. Right? Many times we've had that. At least Rashi acknowledges here, you can't do that. It's not a klal prat klal. So the answer is, whenever we find one of those, we scratch our heads and say, huh? That's a klal? That's a prat? The answer is, we need to do a little more learning, and be a little more sensitive to it, and maybe, yeah. But, you know, Rashi here says, clearly, this is simply just not a klal and a prat. Why? It doesn't have those properties of a klal and a prat. What is it? It's two words. Rashi says two words that are simply next to each other. Fascinating Rashi, you know? So you show the sick of Rashi, but that's the problem. Even Rav Shechter, I always say Rav Shechter, one of the shows I listened to, Rav Shechter said, we lost the art of darshaning. We don't have the art of darshaning. So we're today flying back, this morning at the Yigitro, someone asked, you know, we start off by saying, Chatoso, then we reject it, then we, 20 lines later, we say, Chatoso. Well, why did we reject it the first time? Because I don't know. Good question. You know? fly. You know, we have these fucking bugs flying. There's an art. There's a method to the madness. The problem is we don't know what it is. So we have what the Gemara said, what the Rishonim said. So when the Gemara says the cloud, 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 sometimes we have to scratch our heads. So Rashi says sometimes it's not true. But when do we apply this rule? When do we not? So that requires more study, right? Masorah, right? Masorah, right? All right. Within the Masorah, you can't make up your own. Some of the we can make up our own. We can make up our own Kalvachomer. Some we can't. Right? It all depends on that. All right. So we. But by the way, we finished. But now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha about what we just said. Right? We just said that it's a drasha now. It's an extra word. And the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on that. And then we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.